In this podcast episode, I will focus on the balance sheet. Let's get started. A balance sheet is a financial statement that provides a snapshot of a company's financial position at a specific moment in time. It summarizes the company's assets, liabilities, and equity. The assets section of the balance sheet displays the total value of all resources owned by the business. These resources encompass cash and cash equivalents, accounts receivable, office equipment, and prepaid expenses. The initial account listed in the assets section is cash and cash equivalents. This account includes all available funds held by your coaching business at the time the balance sheet is created. It comprises balances in checking or savings accounts, petty cash, and short-term investments. The second account in this section is accounts receivable, which represents the money owed to your coaching business by clients or customers for services rendered but not yet paid for. Following that, we have office equipment. This account reflects the value of any equipment or machinery owned by your coaching business, such as computers, printers, furniture, and other office supplies. Lastly, the asset section includes the account named prepaid expenses. It represents amounts that your business has paid in advance, such as rent or insurance payments. These prepaid expenses are recorded as assets because they represent future economic benefits that the coaching business will receive. For example, if your coaching business pays rent for the next 6 months in advance, the prepaid rent amount will be recorded as an asset on the balance sheet until the corresponding months are used up. Moving on to the liabilities section of the balance sheet, it displays the total amount of debts and obligations owed by your coaching business. These liabilities can include accounts payable, loans, and accrued expenses. The first account in the liabilities section is accounts payable. This account represents the money owed by your coaching business to suppliers or vendors for goods or services that have been received but not yet paid for. It includes invoices that are pending payment. Next, we have loans. This account represents any outstanding loans or debts that your coaching business has taken on. It includes both short-term and long-term loans, such as bank loans or lines of credit. Lastly, the liabilities section includes the account named accrued expenses. This account represents expenses that have been incurred by your coaching business but haven't yet been paid. Examples of accrued expenses can include salaries or wages owed to employees, taxes payable, or interest payable on loans. Finally, we have the equity section of the balance sheet. This section represents the ownership interest in your coaching business. It includes the initial investment made by the owners, any additional capital contributions, and retained earnings. The initial investment made by the owners is recorded as the account named common stock or share capital. This account represents the initial capital contributed by the owners in exchange for ownership shares in your coaching business. Additional capital contributions made by the owners are recorded as the account named additional paid-in capital. This account represents any additional funds contributed by the owners beyond the initial investment. Retained earnings represent the accumulated profits or losses of your coaching business that haven't been distributed to the owners as dividends. This account reflects the net income or net loss generated by your coaching business over time. By analyzing the balance sheet, you can gain valuable insights into the financial health and progress of your coaching business. For example, you can assess the liquidity of the business by examining the ratio of current assets to current liabilities. A higher ratio indicates a better ability to meet short-term obligations. Additionally, you can evaluate the solvency of your business by analyzing the debt-to-equity ratio. A lower ratio suggests a lower level of financial risk. Understanding the elements within the balance sheet allows you to make informed decisions to support the growth and success of your coaching business. For example, if your business has excess cash, you may choose to invest in new equipment or hire additional staff to expand operations. On the other hand, if your business has high levels of debt, you may decide to focus on reducing liabilities and improving cash flow. Furthermore, the balance sheet provides crucial information for potential investors or lenders. They can assess the financial stability and potential profitability of your coaching business before making investment decisions. A strong balance sheet with healthy levels of assets and equity can attract investors and lenders, enabling the business to secure funding for expansion or other strategic initiatives. In conclusion, the balance sheet of your coaching business offers a comprehensive view of its financial position and progress. By analyzing the assets, liabilities, and equity, you can make informed decisions to support the growth and success of your coaching business. It provides valuable insights for investors and lenders, enabling them to evaluate the financial well-being of your coaching business and make strategic choices to drive its expansion and triumph. It's important to highlight that the example provided in this podcast episode is basic and the financial position of each coaching business will differ depending on various factors such as size, location, and other variables. The balance sheet I was talking about in this episode serves as a simple illustration of how a coaching business assets, liabilities, and equity can be effectively presented.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.